For sure. For sure there's a change. Not necessarily all for the better. There's great, great relief among the people for the ending of the violence in Gaza, that their neighbors, their cousins, their family members of the West Bank, people who are at Bethlehem University, are not subjected to random bombings and death and destruction, cold, lack of food, terrible situation we all see on TV. So there's great relief. But in the West Bank, in Bethlehem area, the day after the ceasefire, 90 new barriers, gates, to restrict movement were put around the city of Bethlehem. So it was the bombings all stopped in Gaza, and then the refocus of the occupation, of the military restrictions on the people of the West Bank intensified the day after. There is hope, though. There's hope. We have to have hope. We're the place where the Prince of Peace was born to give us hope. The Gaza situation, long overdue for the ceasefire, long overdue, as Pope Francis said, it was 15 months of cruelty. That's hard. That's hard. But it's relief now.
What do you think is the biggest obstacle to building peace in the Holy Land?
That's another great question. What's the biggest obstacle to building peace in the Holy Land now that we have a ceasefire? The biggest obstacle is the one that was with us before the ceasefire and before the October 7th war between Israel and Gaza, before the terrible attack on the Israeli civilians by Hamas. It's the 70-year occupation, the 70 years of the people of Palestine, of the people of the Holy Land, the Christians and the Muslims who live in Palestine, still have not had a state, a country that's been recognized by all countries of the world. Some countries have done it. The United Nations has done it. The Vatican has done it, recognizing the state of Palestine. But not everyone has recognized the dignity and the freedom of these people. So the occupation continues. Even though there's a ceasefire, the occupation predates it and has continued and continues to intensify. What does that mean for the university? It means 40% of our students who come from East Jerusalem every day are having more and more travel restrictions, more and more blockages to their way, so that the soldiers, believe it or not, the soldiers will go on the bus with the students and take everyone off the bus in the morning and just look at their IDs, take 15, 20 minutes, half hour, whatever, and then let them go back on the bus. But we don't know when that happens. The students don't know when that happens. And it's a practice that is humiliating and seemingly irrational in terms of when it happens. But sometimes it's rational. Sometimes it happens on the day of final exam to make students late for their exams and more anxious. So the occupation continues to impact the well-being of our students, their ability to thrive as young men and women.
What message do you want to convey to the listeners of and friends of Vatican News and Vatican Radio?
Well, it's wonderful for Vatican News and Vatican Radio to be interested and continue to share the good news as well as the unfortunate news of the Holy Land. The good news is that there is a place of refuge. There is a place where the church's ministry of education thrives. It is at Bethlehem University for more than 50 years now. The international community, especially the Catholic and Christian international community, but also the Muslim and Jewish international community, have been really supportive of education. Education changes the world. It changes people and it builds communities. So what we appreciate most from the Vatican News and Vatican Radio listeners is their ongoing prayer, that we believe and we know that prayer makes a difference. And we appreciate their ongoing prayer for the well-being of all people in the Holy Land.